نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية وادخلي في عبادي وادخلي في جنتي. في مقام آخر ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The verse which I have just recited, almost all Muslims are familiar with this verse and often recited when somebody dies, and at that time they expect that the person who has died, he will receive this award which Allah Ta'ala is talking about. You must understand that when Allah Ta'ala command for any action, not only Allah Ta'ala command the action, but also Allah Ta'ala describe how do you do that. Many places, many examples can be given in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala asks for something, then Allah Ta'ala explains how to do it. Now naturally when we say we are Muslim or we are Mu'min, that is our claim. If somebody says, I am Muslim, that means you are making a statement, you are making a claim. But that claim requires a proof. And the proof is in action. Zabani jama kharche kamli banta. By tongue you may say whatever you may say. That's why the Iman, there are three various stages. Number one is in our heart. Iman bil qalb. And that does not affect anything in appearance. Then the next stage is that you claim that I've got Iman in my heart, and then you say I'm a Mu'min. Even then the matter does not solve the problem. Because you have something in your heart, you're claiming in your tongue, that still remains a claim. But that claim requires a proof. And that's why then, tasdiq bil amal, that Iman that we had, which you declared, there is a synchronization from the beginning to the end. Beginning is heart, then the tongue, and then your deed. If there is a discrepancy, then what do you do? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah to Medina, a definite group of the munafiqeen came into being. Now these munafiqeen in many ways, in appearance, may be better than us. Because they were making namaz in behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are making namaz in Masjid Nabi. They are making appearance of Roza also. In other words, living in Madina Munawwara, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the company of Sahaba Karam radhiyallahu ta'ala ajma'in, and yet Quran says that they are munafiq. There is a whole surah in the Quran, surah munafiqun. What is that they are missing? What is missing? That what they used to claim, that did not meet the proof that Allah ta'ala is asking for. Likewise with us. So this verse which I have just recited, at the end of the surah, Quran mentioned about, because the whole surah, in fact, the whole 30th para, if you read, you will see the surah, all surahs almost, they bring into focus what will happen in the Qiyamah. How this will happen. You see, because the Quran, 30th para is ending. And our life also ends at the same time. And therefore, Quran brings back that which is most important in our life. That is, how are we going to fare in the day of judgment? That's the whole crux. Now we all know, no Muslim believes that he will not die. It's a fact of life. It is there. Everybody dies. Every day we attend the janazah, every day we get the message on the telephone, everything, we keep missing. You never know who is the next one. That's why Hazmanus Patel Saramatullah, Allah Ta'ala Bakshe, he gave an example of this world with the airport lounge. We are there and the planes are flying, going every second time. We are waiting for our turn, our flight when it comes. Especially if it delays, you never know when it's coming. It's a very uncertain situation. Sometimes they delayed the flight, sometimes they advanced the flight, you never know. But the flight is coming. That's exactly the thing in this world. We are in the lounge of this world, we never know when our flight is going to come, or when we are going to die. So if that is the case, isn't it a case of wisdom for us to understand this? But the problem is this, that we are negligent. If you read Surah Mu'minun, you read the whole qualities that Allah Ta'ala explained about the Mu'mineen, how it is. That we have got, or us, a kind of obliviousness. Bhule mein, kahan jana hai? What's happening there? Now this verse which I have just recited, it says, O the happy soul, return to your Rabb. When Allah Ta'ala mentioned the word Rabb, it's a very endearing term. At the same time, it explains the relationship Allah, this world, or anywhere. And therefore, the word Rabb, often translated into English as Lord, which is not a good translation. Because Lord is one of the aspects of this Rabb. Rabb means Allah Ta'ala has created, Allah Ta'ala did not leave you alone, Allah Ta'ala also created things to look after you, so that you sustain, and you die, the whole thing is there. Allah says, return to your Rabb, and then, radiyatam mardiya, in such a way, that Allah is happy with you, and you are happy with Allah. Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum wa radhiyallahu anhum, ki Sahaba ikram, they are happy with Allah and Allah is happy with them. Happiness over what? How do you get this satisfaction of your heart? The satisfaction of your heart is to do and comply with the command which Allah Ta'ala has given. Now our problem is all over the world. That all of us tend to be legally Muslim. Fiqhi taur pa Musliman. We believe in our aqaid, mashallah, alhamdulillah. We make our namaz, roza, hajj, zakat. But then, this is where we confine our activity. That's all about it. But as far as the maamalat and akhlaq, which is the crux of the matter, where the test is done, that is missing from our life. Now there are three types of nafs Allah Ta'ala explained in the Quran. Like in Surah Yusuf. Quran says about the nafs. One nafs is, it always commands you for act of evil. Amaratum bisu. Now you see what happened, that is, if anybody wants to do anything wrong, for which the shaitan provides the argument also at the same time. And in order to justify that, it commands you for the evil, and not only commands for the evil, he also provides justification for that. That's why we do it. You think that the thieves and robbers and murderers, they don't have any justification? Knowing full well this is wrong, yet they do it. So one kind of nafs is this, who commands you for the evil and provides justification for this, and we fall for it. This is where the weakness of a iman comes in then. The other type of nafs is, it's called nafs al-lawwama. This is Surah Qiyamah. This nafs is work both ways. That is, if you're doing anything wrong, it pricks you. It makes you hesitate if there's something wrong here. The other type is, the other case is this, where you think that you are the most pious person. You are the best person. Or you have kind of, you think that you are the only one that exists, nobody else exists. There also, this nafs pricks you. Tells you. We may not heed, that's something else. But it does call you. Does prick you. That's why in the hadith, the sahabi asked, the definition of guna, sin. And also the ittaqullah, a very good translation done and explained by Ahlullah. In Urdu there is a word for that. If we do anything wrong, dil mein khatak paida ho jaye. The best translation of that is, it pricks you. If you are cheating somewhere, it does prick you inside. You may not respond to it, there's something else. Anything wrong. And therefore that prick, that's important. If you don't respond to it, this is where you fall. Now then Allah Ta'ala said, if these are the three nafs, here Allah Ta'ala talks about nafs mutmainna, the one which is happy. How do you attain that happiness? How do you attain that happy soul? Allah Ta'ala mentioned another place, Rabbi zikrullahi tatmainul qulub. The Allah Ta'ala zikr doesn't make you happy. What is mean by zikr? Zikr means remembrance. Means what? Means it sense of accountability to Allah for our deeds. In our do's and don'ts. And that is the important issue. This is what is missing. And that's why the namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, our Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Shafahullah, and just now Hazrat Madar Sahib was here, illustrious son of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, how the community became alive. In your masjid you had the program, other program you have. So these Ahlullah, these people, they, when they come here, the whole community becomes alive. Wherever for 2-3 weeks when he was here, looked like Eid. Going on things. So the thing is this, what we are talking about, as Hakim Sahib says, it is very easy to make 30, 150 rakat of nafl. Very easy. Ramadan, mashallah, is coming, we'll be fasting. People will come in their taqaf also will sit down. Whole day, for next 6-7 days, they've read the Quran, they'll be doing the tasbih, doing all kinds of things. It's very easy. But any guna, any temptation to resist, that is difficult. And Allah Ta'ala's sawab is on that. Because as far as namaz, roza, hajj, zakat is concerned, the advantage of that, the benefit of that, does not extend to somebody else. It is between you and Allah. Allah Ta'ala will give you for that. Whereas, the purpose in this ibadat, that they are not the objective by themselves. These are means to achieve something else. Inna salatatan hanil fahshai wal munkar. Another says about the namaz, it stops you from committing act of indecency and evil. It does not stop for us. What does it mean? There was something wrong with our namaz. Should have it done. Quran says so. So Quran ka faisla jo hai, wo to hai. So if our namaz is not doing what Quran is asking, that means something wrong with our namaz. Ramzan is coming now. Roza will be starting. Siyam will start just now. Quran says you will attain the taqwa. You will be glorifying Allah Ta'ala. It does not do that. There's something wrong with our fast. So the thing is this, these ibadat are not the objective by themselves. They are to achieve something else. And that something else is Allah Ta'ala ki raza. That's how the itminan al-qalb comes. The itminan al-qalb, the happiness of the thought is that you be alive to the issue of accountability to Allah and when we die. Now, I can't understand this thing. We all, alhamdulillah, have got reasoning, wisdom kind of thing. You tell me, any thief or any robber or anybody will commit an act while the evidence is also there. That's why they go and kill people. Why? Because they remove the evidence. It's not there. So anybody who does anything takes care of the fact that no evidence is left. Our Hazrat again said, how stupidity on our part is that we carry our evidence with our own hand, in ourselves. Our hands will give the evidence. Our eyes will give the evidence. Our tongue will give the evidence. So much so that our skin will give the evidence. This is the hand which did this. This is the eye which did this. This is the tongue which did this. Even skin. Can you imagine? Our skin. And that day when they give the evidence, they will be irritated. And they will say, why did you give the evidence? Why did you speak? قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. They will answer at that time, yes. But same Allah, which has made other people speak, has made me speak also at the same time. So how negligent on our part is that we carry evidence with ourselves, we carry the witnesses ourselves, and yet we do the same thing. Now the thing is this, on the day of judgment, in the same surah which I just mentioned this verse, before that, Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the Qiyamah, how it will happen. On that day, man will remember about the Nasihat. يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانَ. That I remember. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. Ab Nasihat ka waqt guzar gaya. Time is gone, finished. No zikr, no Nasihat. Now is accountability only. Nothing has left. Man will say at that time, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. I wish for this day I would have sent forward something. What's the point of regret at that time? The time of regret is gone, finished. That's why when the sakarat begins, the time of tawbah finished, end. Before sakarat, everything is open, can make tawbah. So many examples I can give you where a non-Muslim became Muslim, did not make a single namaz, no roza, nothing of the sort, and he died. Clean, absolutely clean. There are so many examples in the seerah of Rasulullah. Badu is sitting there asking, the jihad is going on, and say, Ya Rasulullah, how long will it take me to go to Jannah? He was eating dates at that time. He said, as soon as you go into Jannah, you're gone. Muslim, go to jihad, he dies. Not a single namaz he made, but he succeeded. So the thing is this, at that time to regret is of no use. Fir'aun, he was defying Musa all the time. But when he was on the point of death, he reached in the ocean. At that time, he says, I believe. But that was too late. It's gone, finished. So the thing, the life that we have now, that is important for us to understand. This is the life. Young, old, whatever age is there, but the fact, this is what it is. This is what life is. When Allah Ta'ala says, then, وَقِفِي عَبَادِي, because you deserve the Jannat only. This is the condition. قِلِفِ عَبَادِي وَدْخُلِ جَنَّتِي. Jannat ka dakhla ibadat to mawkuf. In order to enter into Jannat, you have to be my abd. What does abd mean? Abd means servitude. To serve Allah Ta'ala. In whatever way Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is do's or whether it is don't. In both cases. Then you are abd. Now you tell me, those of you who are businessmen, those of you are in the, as officer, those of you in any position, or at home, we have got our servants or anybody you do things like that. And if you ask him to do whatever you want, ask him to do, he doesn't do it. What will you do? Will you keep him? But he will praise you morning, evening, but doesn't do what you want to do. What will you do? You will not keep him. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy is that, then in spite of that, Allah Ta'ala give you rope. In spite of that, Allah Ta'ala give you rope to the last chance. And knowing very well when we are going to die. So isn't it a matter of wisdom for us? Now the reasoning stops at a certain point. That's why the couplet says, Akal se tum mashwara na karna. Akal se tum mashwara na karna. Tarash degi hazar bahane. Don't consult the reasoning. It will coin you so many excuses. And that's why Allah Ta'ala refers to qalb all the time. Hadith refers to qalb. Because this is the beginning of the whole thing. This is what it is. Now you tell me that this is all we understand. Logically, everybody understands this. But how do you do it? How do you get this minan al-qalb? That's the question we ask. How do you get it? The thing is this, from morning to evening, as the Mahathir said one thing, very important thing he mentioned. He said, when we go to sleep, at that time, we must ask Allah Ta'ala's tawbah. Tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah is for our last guna, past guna. As our Hazrat says, and istighfar is for the future protection. So if you're making tawbah, because from morning to evening we are doing it, we think what we have done whole day. Take a stock. And you make tawbah. And if that man who made the tawbah, if I made tawbah or you made tawbah at the time of sleep, then you're sleeping after that. And if you die in that state, so your previous gunas are slate is clean. You already left nothing there. So morning, evening, this is the issue. So the thing is this, in our case is that is much important thing is this, the test of Iman, the test of Islam comes in our practical life as a businessman, as a doctor, as a lawyer, many things. Hadmana, Dr. Brahi Sahib, he was a very great Khalifa of Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. He became Murid of Thani Rahmatullah Alayh a long time ago. But he was a lawyer. I have nothing against the lawyers as such, but I'm just telling you what happened. He was a lawyer. He did BLLB from Aligarh University. He was practicing when he became Murid at the time of that. Then, don't get me wrong. So when he decided to give up his law practice. And then he learned homeopathy and started to become a homeopathic doctor. So he informed that Mahathamudralaya, okay, I have given up my law practice and I have started homeopathy. Mahathamudralaya said, this is what I was waiting for you, and now I grant you my khilafat. The issue was what? What is the issue? This is what the problem is. This lawyer business has come from the Western system of justice. Because sometime the defense takes the case in order to prove that he did not do it. Although knowing well that he has done it, but he still does it. But that's something else to talk about. The point I'm making is this, that is to be conscious of our responsibility to us, to our family, to the society, to the people. How do we do that? The thing is this, you never think, never get upon yourself a kind of piety complex. That I am very good. As Mahathamudralaya say, many people, all the Sufiya, all the Ahlullah, if you meet them, see how humble they are. You had Maulana Patel Sahibiya, mashallah, you know what it is. Somebody wrote to Maulana Patel Sahib a very nasty letter. Very nasty letter he wrote to them. All kinds of things. And then he wrote back, telling them, okay, Jazakallah for pointing out my mistake. Inshallah, I'll try to correct it. He could have responded a different way. Why? What hold him back? What held him back? That is the consciousness of Allah's presence all the time. This is where the issue comes in. And this is what you always forget about. And therefore now, a very simple verse, Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentioned that. Remember that. This is the best definition of taqwa. Jo karte ho tum chup ke ahle jahan se. Jo karte ho tum chup ke ahle jahan se. Koi dekhta hai tumhe aasman se. The thing that you do hiding from other people, make note of it, somebody up there is watching you. This is what it is. And if you do that, and that you will get, not on your own, in the company of Sulaha, in the company of Ahlullah. Allah Ta'ala says that. Sahaba Ikram, they learned the deen in the company of Rasulullah. That's how you do that. So we have to seek the company of good people in order to live a good life. Make dua, whatever I have said, I myself deserve the same nasihat. If you understood, please, for God's sake, seek the company of good people. This is where you will learn how to live, how to attain the nafs mutmainna, so that you are happy on that day. Wa akhiru da'wana bil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.